it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Only if you had to hear the last 5 minutes. Welcome to the attack. Oh, man. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto on the coast. You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got some affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Go, 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 go. You're heading somewhere, going to work, going to the park, going to the psychiatrist. Well, you know, you want to tune in. You want to make sure that the music you're listening to, the show you're listening to, well, the show, obviously, because it's us, but is fine-tuned to what you want to hear. Not what the kids want to hear on Disney, not what the wife wants to hear with Oprah. Not, you know, come on. This is all about sports. We have so much to talk about each and every day. We have a great time doing it, and we know you love it. And, you know, if you have the platforms and you have the devices, it's easy listening. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. It's all about the platforms. You have the listen live capacity. You got the ability to pretty much, you know, adjust it any way you want. And if you're sitting at the beach, you're not going to disturb anybody. Get your headphones plugged in and away you go. You can go to our award-winning website. You can click on the listen live button. Got all the interviews right there in front of you. You can literally see everything that's being done on the network at any given moment. And, you know, you can archive that. You can listen live. You can pick and choose. It's literally what it comes down to. For us here, it's all about the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day, whether here domestically or overseas, land, sea, or air. Really doesn't matter. They lay it out in the line each and every day to protect us, to give me the privilege, and that's what it is, to talk over the radio and literally give you whatever 411 you want to hear. So remember them. If you see them in uni on the street, go up, give them a heartfelt thanks. We're going to tap on a break, step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table for this mess known as the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, indeed it does. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack, and we have a lot of fun here. We actually do. We poke fun at each other, have a good time, the whole nine yards. But, it in the world of sports, it's always fun. Yesterday was one of those fun events. Every once in a while, you get a little must-watch television. And believe it or not, in a non-competitive, and I mean non-competitive in affecting statistics, salaries, and all that kind of good stuff, we had must-watch television last night, and it was the Home Run Derby. And it was first rate. It truly was. Aaron Judge wins it. But the atmosphere was just off the hook fun. So we're going to have some fun with that. We'll be talking a little bit NBA again, because Summer League now, as the rest of the world has caught up to me, has become appointment viewing as well, because if you have a team that you are fond of, guess what? Well, you're watching these kids, and there is all kinds of buzz about this particular draft class. And it may end up being no better, no different than many draft classes that have been coming into the NBA for years. But when you look at the quality of players that apparently are coming into the league with this draft, this could end up being an all-timer, truthfully. And we'll find out. Time will tell, as Joe is fond of saying. And, that aspect of it is great. We got baseball, obviously, with the All-Star game tonight. We'll be talking about that. And, just fun in the world of sports. And, oh, by the way, Wimbledon is going on, too. And I think I have what will be an interesting take on Venus Williams. But going to baseball and going to last night, the hype around the Home Run Derby, unfortunately for Giancarlo Stanton, didn't work out. But for the rest of it, and even within the park itself, although they were disappointed by the fact that their two guys got eliminated right away, both by New York Yankees. Stanton, the defending champion in the first round, and then Jason Bohr by Aaron Judge, and Bohr put up spectacular numbers last night. It ended up being, from that point, an anointment and not even so much of a competition, because these guys, and this is something that when teams have their guys participate in the Home Run Derby, they have trepidation about it because of the fact that these guys, it's a very tiring thing. And they've gotten away from the original format. If you remember the original format, they used to, you know, batting practice pitcher would throw the ball. And if you didn't hit a home run and you swung, it was an out, whether you missed the pitch, whether it went, you know, to the infield or the outfield, whatever it was. If it didn't go over the fence, it was an out. You got three outs. And when you were done, you were done. Well, baseball, in its infinite wisdom, is looking to prolong this thing because they did turn it into a two-hour-plus event. And it ended up being entertaining, fortunately. But like most things, when greed is involved and they're looking to capitalize on this, and this was the most anticipated home run derby probably since the first one that they had when they reinstituted it as part of All-Star Weekend. And it drags out. Fortunately for them, they had the preeminent power hitters in the game in Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge participating in it. Well, Stanton missed moving on by one home run. And with the new format, and they keep tweaking it every year, because of the bombs that are hit by these guys, if you hit a 430-foot home run, two of them, you get an additional 30 seconds to try to hit more home runs at the end of your allotted 4 minutes. Used to be 5 minutes. Now it's 4 minutes. But there's no outs anymore. You just swing, and however many you get, you get. They have a couple of timeouts built in. You get a 30, and a full minute, I believe, in each round, which is smart. And it brings me back to my original point. The trepidation with these teams is that these guys are going to alter their swings, or in the process of the fatigue that they're dealing with, because let me tell you something, going for the fences for four straight minutes is tiring. Difference, and I've heard people talk about it, and I keep saying, no, it's not just glorified batting practice. For a lot of people think that's what it is. It's not. When these hitters go in a normal day, when they're taking BP, and if you've ever been at the park to watch BP, yeah, there's guys that go up there and you know, they're looking to put on a show, and they'll just, you know, rake for a couple of minutes. They get their 15, 20 swings, whatever it is. Break a sweat, and then they're out of the cage. But a lot of the hitters will go up with the approach that there's something specific they want to work on. They're not handling the ball down and in. So they want the batting practice pitcher to try to put it in that area of the zone so they can work on it a little bit. Maybe they're having trouble with a little off speed. So even though they're not, you know, getting gas up there, they're still getting it, you know, mid-70s, 80. But maybe they want something that breaks on the outside of the plate, so they're working on that a little bit. Maybe they've gotten into a bad habit trying to pull everything, so they want stuff on the outside of the plate so they can go to right field or left field, you know, depending on how they bat. But again, it's they work on stuff. It's the same thing they do underneath the stadium when they go to the cage and they're working on specific things. This is different. This is, I want to hit as many home runs as I possibly can. So give me the ball, try to put it in my power zone, and away we go. Well, it's fatiguing. And as they go through it, you can see it zaps them. Even on the back end of the round, it zaps them. Justin Bour was cranking them. And he hit a little lag. And, you know, he ended up with 23, right? 23? No, 22, I'm sorry. And ended up having a pretty darn big number for Aaron Judge to go after. Well, Aaron Judge did go after it. And, you know, it's the advantage and disadvantage of going second in the round. A lot of pressure on you when you hit the box. That's what happened to Giancarlo. You're sitting there in the dugout. You're hearing the roar. of the crowd, or in the clubhouse, actually. And then when you're coming out to do your return, you know, they sometimes they're posting up a pretty big number. It's what Sanchez did in the first round, and that's what Justin Bour did in the first round against Judge. So what does Judge do? He steps in, cranks out 23 because he got the extra 30 seconds. And it was on his way to winning it. They were hitting bombs last night. Bour, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo when he was in it. They were the most impressive. I mean, they were hitting stuff just... oh, my God. And the fans, you got to give them credit as we get ready to step aside. They were lined up as far back in the stadium as they could. They were bouncing them against the back wall of the stadium. Just tapping the brakes, bounce off the walls ourselves. We'll come back, continue with this right after the short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Seems fair to me. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto on the coast. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It is toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, look, we're having fun. Man, if you were there in Miami yesterday, and, you know, for those of you who have never been to South Beach, it's just, it's the best. You know, there's a couple places You go to New York, you go to San Francisco, L.A. to a certain degree, but, you know, the nightlife's a little odd in L.A. But in San Francisco, you could find really cool places. New York, obviously, you find cool places all over the place. But there's two cities in this country, and Chicago, too. I shouldn't rule out Chicago, but, you know, wear your bulletproof vest. There are two places that are really, really nice when it comes to nightlife and just craziness and, you know, what happens here stays here. And leaving out the obvious in Las Vegas because, you know, it's Vegas. You're doing what you're supposed to do. And – but the New Orleans and South Beach. New Orleans, it's New Orleans. I mean, there's nothing like it. And having been there, more times than I can actually remember, it's certainly just an adult playground, shall we say. You turn around any particular corner at any given moment, and you could run into literally any single thing, which is fun. And the music is outstanding. The cuisine is just off the hook. And, you know, that's all great. South Beach, however, is an entirely different animal. There's not much of a live music scene down there. It's almost all DJs. But the club DJs are the best. The bartenders are the worst. They got the worst bartenders. And the qualifications to be a bartender in South Beach is be the best freaking eye candy you could possibly be. We'll give you a bottle of alcohol. Try to hit the glass. That's what being a bartender in South Beach is. And sorry if you want to raise hell about that. I was one for a long time, and you couldn't hold my shaker cup. But the reality is it's a great place to hang out, a great place to party, which is part of the problem with the sports teams down there, is that you've got so much to do. You know, you got beach, you got silicone, you got gay, straight, bi, transgender, whatever your particular groove is, it's there for you. You know, no judgments, no nothing. Everybody's on the beach. I got hit on by a woman down there one time. She had one of the great lines ever. She said, "You're straight, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "I thought so. You weren't good looking enough to be gay." I was like, "Oh, okay." You know, it's a fun town. But that also contributes to the issues that they have with their sports teams. Now, you know, back years ago, one of the times I went down to South Beach, a buddy of mine and myself walked into the American Airlines Arena and just picked up tickets to go see the Heat. And believe me, there was plenty of good seating available. I mean, there was basically about 10,000 people in the arena. That was pre-LeBron. And they were a good team. They weren't a bad team at the time. They were actually a good team, but just not a great team. And same thing with the Dolphins. When they're competing, when they have a very good team, they draw. When they're in, they don't. And the same thing with the Marlins. I mean, Jeffrey Loria has been so weird during his ownership process that they actually have put quality baseball teams out there. But every time they win, then there's a fire sale. And that makes it difficult. So, you know, it literally, how do you counter that? Well, you have an all-star game. Place was sold out. A lot of it was corporate. But, you know, still, and that's pretty cool. The fact that they were sold out. They had the celebrity softball game, and they did some really nice things with that. I mean, it's not something I watch in particular, but I saw a couple minutes of it after the home run derby. But, you know, this kind of an event hopefully draws the casual fans in. The stadium down there is adjacent to Little Havana, and that was what they were banking on, is that the Cuban population, Cuban-American population, would be, since they're really baseball fanatics down in Cuba, would be drawn to the Marlins. And if you remember, the initial go-round was with Ozzie Guillen, and they tried to stock the team with as many Hispanic players and Latino players that they could, and the whole thing blew up. And, you know, they've just missed the boat down there. Stadium's a nice-looking stadium. You know, they tweaked it after the initial opening and put up, you know, move the fences around a little bit, make it a little more hitter-friendly. The sculpture out in center field, the batting eye, either love it or hate it, but I kind of love it. It's hideously good-looking. You know, I mean, it you look at that thing, and it looked like somebody literally spent a weekend in South Beach without sleep and then got commissioned to put the sculpture up. But all that being said, the atmosphere contributed to what was going on down there, because you finally had an enthusiastic crowd. You had the anticipation of Giancarlo Stanton. You had Aaron Judge, which everybody wanted to see. And as it progressed, once Stanton was out in that first round, it was pretty obvious that there was going to be a pretty special evening out there with Aaron Judge. And for this kid, I mean, you know, you look at, and it's, again, it falls into the category of irrelevant statistics, but again, it just because of the fact that it involves some Hall of Famers and some guys that, you know, had the numbers to be there but aren't because of their steroid use. You know, Mark McGwire won the Derby in 92 and Griffey in 94. And they were both leading the league in home runs when they went into the All-Star break and then won the Derby. Well, Judge is doing the same thing. He hit a ball 513 feet. 513 feet. His 47 home runs combined, when they taped them all together, went 3.9 miles. The thing that was impressive was that, unlike, and a couple of the guys hit them center field, you know, Judge hit them all over. He popped them to right field. He popped them to left field. He popped them to center field. He hit them over the batting eye. He hit them off the back wall. You know. Unfortunately for Justin Bour, he had to go up against Aaron Judge in the first round. I mean, he had stuff. He was hitting stuff off the handle that was going out. Right now, and we'll go to the stats here for a minute before we move on to bigger and better things. Aaron Judge right now is leading the league, majors, in home runs with 30, runs with 75, OBP at 449, and slugging with 697. Now, this is a kid, and dig this, he hit .197 last year in 27 games. And he struck out, I don't know, it was a ridiculous number. I'll look it up on the break. And they didn't even know, and you know, up here in New York, spring training, and you know, they can't lose a game in spring training without the team being under the microscope. It's just the way things work in New York. Stupidity, but, you know, it's how it is. And Judge, all the talk was, do you trade him and let some other team try to figure out this enigma known as Aaron Judge? You know, do you send him down to AAA for more seasoning and hope that he figures it out? Because there were people around here, so-called experts, that believed that he was going to be Rob Deere. And for those of you who don't know Rob Deere, you know, 210, 215 hitter, 220 hitter, all or nothing, all power. He was, part of Bambi's brew crew. Or Dave Kingman, or somebody of that ilk, where if they didn't hit a home run, it was a strikeout. Well, he's turned into a hell of a lot more than that. And it's a small sample. Things may change. But as of right now, he, Mike Trout, Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper, four most exciting players in the game by far. Let's tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll continue with the fun and frivolity here at the Attack.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Falls into the or what category on some days, but today happens to be pretty good. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing. Now, just to give you an idea. Now, this is last year. He had 84 at-bats in 27 games. Scored 10 runs. He had 15 hits. Two doubles. Four home runs, 10 RBIs, 9 walks, and 42 strikeouts. So in 84 at-bats, he struck out half the time. Now projected. He would, in a 600 at bat, he would strike out 300 times. Projected. Now, he still strikes out a lot. Okay, but he walks a lot. And he hits a lot. In 84 games, he has 99 hits. As I said, leading the league in runs scored with 75, 13 doubles. It's amazing he doesn't hit more doubles. That's because they leave the park rather than bounce off the fence. He actually has 3 triples. You know, the kid's a good athlete. He's far from a liability in right field. He has a really good arm, and he can run the bases. Now, he struck out 109 times. Well, you know, okay. But 30 home runs and 66 RBIs, and oh, by the way, he's hitting 329. That's pretty good. He even has 6 stolen bases. Why they would run him, I have no idea. But, and he's 25 years old. You don't want to say he's scratching the surface. I don't think he can go too far up from here. But you just hope that whatever zone he is in right now, because, I mean, look, even if he hits 280 or 290, well, come on. From a guy that hit .179 last year? There's not going to be a discussion as to how good this guy is. And he's providing an electricity around baseball that, you know, you get these players every once in a while that, you know, you need. And, you know, you take it back. He's been with the Yankees since 2014. Right? And it's funny because aside from the trip to Yankee Stadium last year where he didn't perform, his career has been pretty solid in the minor leagues. A lot of strikeouts, no question about it. You know, in 131 games combined on the A level with 2 teams, he had 131 strikeouts. Once he made the move in 2015, because they moved him up the ladder pretty quickly. They had him at Double A in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and then, Triple A there, and Double A in Trenton. And in Scranton, at the Triple A level, he hit .224, which, you know, he bopped up mid-season, and that was tough. Double A hit .284. Power was there. You could see it start to happen for him. He had 12 home runs on the AA level in 63 games, and he had 8 home runs in 61 games. But again, you know, you're going up to that next level. Now, last year with the Yankees, with the 27 games, I gave you the stats. With Scranton Wilkes-Barre, he had 19 home runs and had 65 RBIs in 93 games. It's pretty impressive. And hit .270. Now, again, do I expect him to be a .329 hitter in his career? I don't think so. But he certainly seems to be getting better in his selectivity. He misses sometimes. He's a big guy with a big strike zone, and they're going to get him every once in a while. And I've seen a couple of umpires call really tight on him. And, you know, if that happens, he's just going to have to deal with it and not get frustrated. What I do like is just his overall approach. For a guy his size, he really has a short, compact swing. And, you know, which is hard to say for a guy that's 6'7", 282 pounds. But he manages to keep the swing relatively compact. You don't see him up there flailing away like a lot of big guys do. And, oh, by the way, if I happen to put wood on the ball, it goes. He seems to go up there with a plan. And I forget, he's kind of much must-watch baseball. And I was channel surfing, and I'm a Met fan. For those of you who listen to it, but I surfed, and I happened to hit on the Yankee game, and he was up, so I stopped. And I was watching the AB, and it was last week, and I forget who it was against. But I'm watching the AB, and the pitcher got him in a two-strike hole immediately. And he kept fouling off pitches, and there was a ball. And he fouled off another one, and there was another ball. Then there was another ball. He went to 3-2. He swung and missed on the third strike. You know, went back to the bench. But I walked, you know, as he was walking away, I was more impressed by that at bat than I was by some of the power shots. Because the pitcher had him. He had him at 0-2. I don't care. Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, doesn't matter who it is. You go into a hole 0-2 with a pitcher. Statistically, you make out 9 out of 10 times. May even be higher. 9.26 or whatever. You're out. You go back to the bench when you're in an 0-2 hole. But what kind of at-bat do you have? Do you make the pitcher work for it? Do you just guess? Do you give up on the at-bat? Whatever the circumstances were. This kid was so impressive, watching him just refuse to give in. And because of the fact that the kid just has otherworldly power, the pitcher ended up putting himself into a vulnerable position because he kept nibbling. He was afraid to go right at him. And he was trying to get Judge to fish. And there were a couple of, you know, instances where it was a borderline pitch and Judge managed to foul them off. Probably would have been called a strike. Maybe, maybe not. But he didn't give himself up in the AB. And I'm watching this and I'm saying to myself, all right, you know, here he goes. He's going to go down here. Nope, foul ball. He's going to go down here. Nope, foul ball. But again, the pitcher couldn't come directly at him, because he knew if he missed a little bit in the zone, Judge was going to hit it out. So it was intriguing to watch. And finally, when he did get him out, it was on just a nasty breaking ball that nobody would have hit. You know, Judge just put his head down, took his bat, went back to the dugout, sat down. I could have sworn I felt the breath of the pitcher exhaling in my living room. But, you know, again, it shows you the approach on this kid. And he's getting to that point. You know, now, I don't know if long term, there have been plenty of guys in baseball who have come along, had monster years, two monster years, you know, monster half, whatever the circumstances. I remember Mike Vail with the Mets. He looked like the second coming of Joe DiMaggio. And, you know, ended up having an okay career, but nothing to write home about. Well, Judge, I don't think that's going to happen to him. I have to be honest. I don't think so. He just has too much going on athletically. You know, he's not a big oofy doofy. And when you look at the American League right now, as far as the MVP race goes, you know, who's the guy? I mean, Judge is third in hitting, first in home runs, second in RBIs. As I said, first in OBP. Who's his competition? Altuve is having a great year. He certainly would get votes in my book. Jose Ramirez in Cleveland is having a terrific year. Carlos Correa. The problem with Houston is that they're they're canceling each other out. Between Altuve, Correa, and Springer, they're all going to get votes. You know, if you haven't watched Jose Ramirez play in Cleveland, by the way, make sure you take the time to do it. He's a heck of a player. Ben Gamel in Seattle's having a nice year, too, but he doesn't hit with any pop. Yeah, but he can flat out rake. You know, Nelson Cruz is, well, hopefully not on steroids. But at 37, he's got 17 home runs and 70 RBIs. So let's just hope he's doing it cleanly. You know, who else? Miguel Sano. They were talking about him at length last night. Here's a guy that, you know, for those of you who don't remember, and they talked about it last night on the All-Star broadcast, here's a guy that is 24 years of age coming out of the Dominican that he was so built into his body when he was getting ready to be signed by the Twins that they actually thought he was significantly older than what he was. And they did all the due diligence and background and everything else, and turns out he was actually his own age. You know, he's a big boy. Although next to Aaron Judge, everybody looks small. He's 6'4", 262 pounds. He looked like, you know, just an average dude next to Aaron Judge. You know, but in his 2 years, he's hit 64 home runs and knocked in 180 RBIs. I mean, the guy's on his way to one hell of a career. But is he the MVP this year? No. No. Right now, it's Aaron Judge's. And as far as Rookie of the Year goes, please, it's not even a competition. I mean, you know, Ben Gamel is his competition. And I'm thinking, no, maybe not so much. He's pretty amazing. Only other person that I've ever, you know, at least in my lifetime, saw on a regular basis that I stopped to watch everything they were doing was Darryl Strawberry. Because you never knew where he was going to hit the ball. Aaron Judge is in that category. It's Tapping the Brakes, wrap up hour one right after this short time out. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Lex, Sandy Roberto. And talking a lot of home run derby, a lot of Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge deserves a spotlight right now, you know. Again, let's see what happens in the second half of the season. You know, still a lot of games to go. But, you know, in the American League, it's fun. Competition with some of these teams. Trade deadline's approaching. Got to see who the buyers are, who the sellers are. Man, you're looking over in the National League. Daniel Murphy, Ryan Zimmerman, Bryce Harper, 1-2-3 in the batting chase. RBIs, a lot of power in Arizona, a lot of runs in Arizona, who have managed to put together a pretty decent team. And then, you know, Max Scherzer and Chris Sale, who are matching up tonight, battling in their respective leagues. With earned run average and with wins. Clayton Kershaw just keeps rolling along. Scherzer's got 10. Sale's got 11. Clayton can pitch for me. I hear the postseason nonsense and boy, okay. You want to get rid of him, I'll take him. 29 years old, still cooking. He's going to the Hall of Fame, baby. He never throws another pitch. He's in the Hall of Fame. His record is 140-62 with 2,077 strikeouts. He will not only have 3,000 strikeouts in his career, but he's going to win 200-plus games, which that's a criteria now. It's a five-starter league. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. We're going to come back with more fun right after the local news, hopefully, if the news feed is there. If not, you're going to hear a lot of Frank Zappa. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An explosion late last night at an Air Force recruiting center in Oklahoma. Local law enforcement and federal agencies now both investigating. This happened about 10:30 p.m. local time at a recruiting center in Bigsby, about a half hour southeast of Tulsa.
The front doors of the single-story building blown off. No word yet, though, on how much damage is inside the office. Also no word on any possible suspects yet. 16 people are dead after a U.S. military refueling plane crashes in a Mississippi soybean field.
The plane flew out of Tennessee and went down in LaFleur County in the central part of Mississippi.
That's Tom Roberts reporting. 80 people now facing charges for protesting Republican efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. They were arrested inside the Capitol building yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
He was trained as an air traffic controller.
An active duty U.S. soldier under arrest in Hawaii, accused of trying to help ISIS.
The material support included providing military documents to persons he believed would pass them to ISIS.
That's an FBI spokesman. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders insisting no one in the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, including the president's son, Donald Trump Jr.
The only thing I see inappropriate about the meeting was the people that leaked the information on the meeting after it was voluntarily disclosed.
She speaks after the younger Trump does acknowledge meeting with a Russian attorney in June of 2016. He said the lawyer told him that she had damaging information about Democrat Hillary Clinton. He dismissed the information as vague and ambiguous. Sanders notes Trump Jr. has offered to talk about the meeting with Senate investigators. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Just learning that the U.S. Missile Defense Agency has reported a short time ago that a missile defense system did successfully shoot down a test target today over Alaska. MDA officials say the test demonstrates the capabilities of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, or THAAD. A Defense Department official saying the test is not related to North Korea's recent test of what many describe as an intercontinental ballistic missile, but the system is designed to shoot down short, medium, and intermediate ballistic missiles that have a shorter range than that apparent ICBM that North Korea recently launched. Officials in Costa Rica reporting the arrest of a 22-year-old man suspected of threatening to attack an Ariana Grande concert. Investigators say the threats were written in Arabic and were aimed at the pop star's performance last Sunday. A suicide bomber did strike an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England in May. It killed 22 people. A battery-free cell phone prototype's been developed recently at the University of Washington, and they say it could lead to a line of really long-lasting phones. The simple phone-only prototype draws power from the air by harvesting radio frequency signals and turning them into energy. Vamsi Talia is a research associate who worked on this project.
Because these phones don't have batteries, then there is nothing that would actually limit the life of the phone, so your phone can last decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for a ride each and every day. We have a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. And in today's day and age, you know, it's great. You know, if you're traveling around, you got your radio tuned in, we love it. But most people, or at least going in that direction, use their devices, iPhones, tablets, watches, PCs, laptops, doesn't matter what it is, to pick and choose what they want to listen to. And whether you're tuning in on iHeart or TuneIn or Stitcher, you know, you can get some Spano and Black and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, which is, you know, quite significant. And honestly, you know, when you look at all the stuff that we have, and go to the award-winning website, you can click on the Listen Live. Bang. There we are. You know, you look at all the people that we interview. You know, I talked about Mark McGuire in the previous segment. He's there. You know, it doesn't really matter. Ken Griffey Jr., we've interviewed him. We get them all. Entertainment, music, literature, sports. If it's out there and it's relevant, it's us. That's pretty damn cool. You can go into the archives, have fun with that. You know, pick and choose. It's your radio. You do what you want with it. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they cover our six each day, every day. 24/7, 365. If you see a soldier or a sailor or an Air Force or a Navy person on the street, guess what? Give them an attaboy, send them on their way with their heartfelt thanks. We step out.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Yeah. Yul Brynner, bringing us back to the attack. Man, if you're young and you don't know who Yul Brynner is, look him up. He was a force. Truly was. He was a force. So tonight's the All-Star game. And nothing being played for now other than pride, which is good. It's no more you win, you get home field advantage, and all that kind of good stuff. But shares are against sale, which should be a good time. Both terrific starters. Lineups will be Altuve, Ramirez, Judge, Springer. The Judge springing the criminal. No, wait. Correa, Smoke, Dickerson, Perez, Mookie Betts, and Chris Sale. National League, Blackman, Giancarlo, Bryce Harper, Buster Posey, Murphy, Arenado, Zimmerman, Ozuna, Cotsart, and Scherzer. That's cool. It's going to be Sale making back-to-back starts in the All-Star game. That'll be fun. Pitched one inning last year, gave up a two-route home run to Chris Bryant. Didn't figure in the decision. Sale was talking about the fact it's almost a hometown game for him. Family, brothers, sister-in-laws, parents, aunts and uncles. So that's cool. Down there for him. Scherzer, who started in 2013 at City, gets to start again. And he was back with Detroit back then. Fifth pitcher to start All-Star games for both leagues. That was a new one. Vida Blue, Roger Clemens, Roy Halladay, and Randy Johnson. You know, it baseball has changed so much. Well, sports have changed so much in that, it's a mutual admiration society. They had their press conferences, starters. And they were talking about each other and their competitive nature. Scherzer was talking about how Sale goes out to compete. He'll do anything to win, even if it takes 120 pitches. And Sale was saying the same thing about Scherzer. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy that competes as hard as he does day in, day out, intensity, blah, blah, blah. And, they'll have a good time. One thing that they do, and the All-Star game now is pitchers don't bat, period. Doesn't matter, National League Park, American League Park, it's designated hitter, which is what the fans want to see. So, you know, Brad Mills, who's subbing for Terry Francona, God bless him, having all kinds of issues with his heart, is the substitute All-Star manager, and he put Aaron Judge in the three-hole, which, as Mills said, I think this is where baseball is starting to get it to a certain degree. He said, look, you know, you want to see him in the first inning so he can hit as often as he can. He's been there all year long. I'm not going to drop him in the order just because he's a rookie. You know. And I think that's great. Same thing with Giancarlo. He's hitting second. It's great. So, that's good. You know, it's a chance for the city to shine. It's a chance for the organization to shine. I mean, you know, people forget. This franchise is in constant turmoil, the Marlins. They're up for sale. The Jeter group can't put enough money together. There's a couple other groups out there. There's an ex-Cuban businessman. Well, he's not an ex-Cuban, but he's a Cuban-American businessman who's worth about $4 billion, who can go in with his own cash and pay for it. But he doesn't want to lose money. You know, they got to figure out some way to make it happen. You know, and the question is, what kind of team are they going to have when the team is finally sold? You know, again, this is where we talked about it when he got hired. This is where Donnie Baseball, I feel bad for Mattingly. And again, Jose Fernandez's death was tragic, although drug-fueled. You know, horrible thing, but, you know, we all made mistakes at that age. It has unfortunately cost him his life. They would be contending if he was on that roster. Not for the division necessarily, but they'd certainly be in the mix for a wild card because they have a good core of young hitters, and he would have been leading that pitching staff, unfortunately. Didn't play out that way. So now the question is, before the team is sold, and baseball and Rob Manfred are very frustrated right now because they wanted this to be a done deal. They wanted it to be done before the All-Star break. So it wouldn't be something that would have to be addressed when he does his state of the state and, you know, all the interviews are being done and they're going to ask him about it. And thus far, I mean, yesterday they didn't talk about it at all during the telecast, but, you know, it's been kind of flying under the radar. Well, they've got a beautiful ballpark. Everything's modern. The Clevelander, if you've ever been down there, is one of the hottest night spots down there, and they have their own restaurant slash club in the stadium. The amenities are first rate. They got a lot of good young players. You know, Martin Prado and Yelich and Jason Boers, we talked about, Giancarlo Stanton. You know, the question is whether or not these guys are going to be on the team at the end of the month. You know, Jeffrey Loria, in his initial asking, was close to $2 billion. And, you know, that's not going to happen. Because as I was talking about before, they have to figure out a way to market baseball better in Miami. They tried the ethnic way. That didn't play out. You know, they got the brand new ballpark. There's no excuse for people not to go. But again, you know, if you have the choice for going down to the beach or going fishing or going motorboating, it's tough to decide to spend X amount of dollars to go into a ballpark and sit in air conditioning all day to watch a baseball game. I love baseball. They've got guys that are completely in their prime. You know, Stanton's healthy this year. He's 27 years old. They should be flocking to the stadium to watch him. And that's one of those deals, too. And it's, you know, we saw it with Bowie Kuhn, I mean, eons ago, when Charlie Finley had a fire sale with the Oakland A's and was giving everybody away to the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees, and trades got canceled all over the place because the commissioner had to step in. Well, I'll tell you something. They need to keep an eye on what Jeffrey Lurie is doing. Because if he even remotely tries to move Giancarlo Stanton, I step in. If I'm the commissioner, I step in. Can't do it. Can't allow it to happen. They traded enough good young talent over the years down there and got away with it. Not this time, especially since the team is up for sale. Let's hit the brakes. Don't tailgate, otherwise you're going to hit my behind, and I don't like my behind hit, only by special people. I'm Black. You're not.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's got a good point. You know, stop bothering me. My rent's paid. 1-800-878-PLAYS, phone number 1-800-878-7529. Toll free telephone number of the attack. And baseball trade deadline right around the corner. It'll be curious to see who the buyers, who the sellers are, because I'll tell you, there's some names out there, a lot of contracts coming up. You know, we're going to find out. Guy who might be on the move is Joey Votto. Entirely possible. Got some pop. By the way, one of the great deals ever. This is hilarious stuff. He is staying true to his pledge to buy Zach Cozart a donkey as a reward for making the National League All-Star game. And they're going to introduce the Cozart's new family pet at the Great American Ballpark. And they're going to make it the fans' donkey. And this whole thing started when Cozart took his kid to a donkey farm in Goodyear, Arizona, which I've been to Goodyear, Arizona, and that's about all that's there. But his kid loved the donkey. Donkeys. And Votto said, if you make the All-Star team, I'll buy your kid a donkey. So, but they're doing it the right way. Now, for all you PETA people and everything, calm the hell down. All right? They've done their due diligence. It's not going to be a freak show. They went to the Cincinnati Zoo to talk to the zookeeper on how to take care of the donkey. And his mom, Cozart's mom, has a nice chunk of land, 45 minutes outside of Nashville. That's where they're going to put the donkey. They're going to buy a mini one, a baby, you know, and take good care of it. You know. Now, Adam Dunn, who used to be called the Big Donkey, may end up introducing the donkey at the park. And they're also making sure that the donkey can handle crowd noise and everything. So, you know, relax. Okay, relax. Before you get all bent out of shape. And I'm sure there'll be PETA people outside protesting. Those people are so screwed up. It's amazing. But pretty fun. And he's honoring his word. I love it. I like it. You know. Other MLB headlines. And I'm not so sure I like the idea of this. Because actually, as we talked about previously, baseball is one of the few All-Star games. I mean, it's really the only All-Star game where it's played to the best ability of the players on the field. I mean, there's no defense played in the NBA All-Star game. The hockey game is you just feel bad for the goalies. They're like the guy in the golf cart at the driving range. You know, football, we've all been down that road. That's a joke to the point where they've almost canceled it. You know, but Bryce Harper wants the leading vote getters to choose up sides. And I don't think they're going to gimmick it up like that. But, I mean, he does have a good point in that he said it would be cool to see Clayton Kershaw facing Justin Turner or Chris Sale facing Mookie Betts, you know, because these guys don't have to compete against one another. But, you know, a little too gimmicky. A little too gimmicky. And he did have a great point in his press conference, because we talked about this before. You know, look, it with the pressure of representing the league and having to win in order to have home field advantage in the World Series. It actually put quite a bit of pressure on these guys. And, you know, look, they're used to it. They play under pressure each and every day. But the All-Star game is supposed to be a celebration. And they're supposed to have fun. And it's kind of, you know, a little unfair. To be able to have to put that kind of pressure on them to represent the league. You know, I mean, quite honestly, if your team isn't winning the pennant, what do you care if the St. Louis Cardinals have home field advantage or not? And he's got a point. So I'm glad they got away from that. Now, other baseball news, Madison Bumgarner, who got rocked in his first rehab start. No runs, two hits, eight strikeouts, six innings, San Jose Giants. He'll be up at the big club right after the All-Star break. Too little, too late. Giants are absolutely buried. But you know, it's he apologized, but you know, the Giants are 34-56. They're 27 games back of the Dodgers. They're dead and buried. They're not going to make a run at the wild card. They're not going to make a run at anything. The only question is, what do they have to sell off? Or do they hold tight, try to come back next year? You know, but Bumgarner, I always liked him as a pitcher, but I have to tell you, I lost a little respect for him on doing something that's stupid. I mean, fortunately for him, he didn't have surgery. He didn't have to. He rebuilt his arm strength. He's lucky. He's really lucky. You know, but I there's no sense of, I haven't gotten any sense of remorse out of him. I mean, I know he did the apology, but, you know, and I know you can't dwell on it forever. But it was stupid. It was just stupid. Shouldn't have been on it to start out with. You know, and I look around, and I'll be curious to see where the play is as far as trade deadline. The American League in itself is going to be really interesting. I mean, Brian Cashman's already said with the Yankees, they're going to be cautious buyers. With what that means is if they're going to try to go for a starting pitcher, don't try to hold them up. They're probably going to go for a starter and a reliever. But don't try to commit highway robbery on their farm system because they're not going to go for it. They'll wait a year. Because they're a year ahead of schedule. Got the bats. They're plus 98 runs scored as to runs against. But they're also only four games over 500. And Boston's starting to open up a little bit. You know, Tampa Bay never buys, but they're in contention. Baltimore's four games under, you know. It's tough for them. It really is. I mean, that organization has run really well now that, you know, Angelo's finally got proper people in place. But they don't have the money to spend like everybody else. You know, they got the ex-Met Ruben Tejada playing shortstop for them. That's not going to win you too many baseball games. So what do they do? Do they sell off Manny Machado, who's having a down year? They could bring in some cake for him. I don't know. I mean, Trumbo's a DH. He big year last year, but I don't know that he's going to bring you back much. Their biggest problem is they don't have a hell of a lot of starting pitching this year, and it's doing them in. It's not going to cost Buck his job. And they got a lot of people on the DL, I should say. But everybody's having down years for them. I have a feeling that's one of those teams they're just going to ride it out. And just hope that next year is, you know, a better year for them. Toronto, they're stuck right in the middle right now, trying to rebuild on the fly. Central is where it gets interesting. White Sox are sitting 9 out, Detroit's 8 out. But KC, Minnesota, and Cleveland are all in it. Detroit can't figure them out. Should be competing. They're not competing. They got guys who can rake. They got guys who can pitch. And yet they're sitting there 9 games under 500. I would imagine they have to sell. I don't know who, but they're going to sell. Let's step aside, come back, talk more baseball before we switch over to the NBA. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, that describes a couple of the GMs around baseball. Again, we're getting up against the trade deadline, end of the month. And, again, I'll be curious to see who's selling, who's buying. And you know, Central is one of those areas. I would imagine Detroit is probably one of those. Upton would be appealing to some teams. J.D. Martinez is not going anywhere. They have to keep that guy and build around him going forward. He's 29 years old. He's just a rock-solid hitter. I could see Ian Kinsler being moved. You know, does Miggy get moved? He's starting to slow down. Now he's a full-time first baseman. He's got other things on his mind, too. I mean, you know, I feel bad for this situation, you know. He's gotten a little bit political, and that's his right. And there are a number of Venezuelan baseball players that are speaking out against the dictatorship down there. And oh, by the way, for all you Bernie fans, I'll go up my soapbox here for a minute. Look at Venezuela and see what socialism can do to a country. But now he's worried about the safety of his country, of his family. You know, there's over 90 people dead down there, over 100 injured, hundreds injured. You know, they don't have toilet paper. They don't have toothbrushes. They don't have toothpaste. But the other aspect of it is he's got to get his family out of there. You know, I mean, he's talking about the safety, which I get, but, you know, get your family out of there. Get them out. Don't run the risk. Tigers thought they were built to win this year. And I mean, you know, on paper, their pitching staff has got it, but Verlander's gotten old right before our eyes. He's 12 years in the league now. Yeah. At this point, he's going to have a hard time making it to 200 wins. He just doesn't have a lot left. There's a lot of miles on the arm. You know, Justin Zimmerman, same deal. 31 years old. He's 8 years in the league now. He's 20 games over 500 in his career, but, you know, again, he's not pitching particularly well. The best pitcher on their staff is Michael Fulmer. He was part of the deal with Yoenis Cespedes with the Mets, and he was a top-flight prospect before Tommy John. And he's pitching very well, and he's very appealing to sell. But, I mean, you know, with your two perpetually stud pitchers hitting the end of the road, they got to keep him. They're not going to move him. How much of a market is there for Anibal Sanchez? No. Not much. It's going to be tough for them. I mean, you know, they're going to come after J.D. Martinez. I promise you that. Ian Kinsler, you know, another guy, 35 years old, you know, done. He's fallen off the shelf last couple of years. When they made the trade with Texas for Prince, you know, both of those teams ended up not having a real good result out of that. Prince performed well for a few years, and Tigers got like two good years out of Kinsler before he fell off the shelf. I don't think Seattle's going to sell, although they're back. The Rangers, surprisingly, so far back. I mean, Houston just running away with the division, but everybody else is just putrid in that division. But Texas has some things to sell. They've got some bats. Question for them is, do they move any of their pitching? And I guarantee the Yanks are going to come a-calling. They won't give up the farm. But if the Rangers, you know, they'd be willing to take on a Cole Hamels contract for the right price. Darvish isn't going anywhere. You know. And by the way, if you're down there and it's, you know, it's starting to happen at 38 years of age for Adrian Beltre, but he's still hitting 283. The pop isn't in the bat as much as it was anymore. But I'll tell you something. If you have the opportunity, I don't know that he's going to make it to 500. He's got 452. I mean, get the 465, and in two more years, maybe, I don't know, if he plays till he's 40. But, you know, if you're down here in Arlington, get yourself to see some Adrian Beltre, because he ain't going to be there much longer. And he's going to the Hall of Fame. So, try to make sure that you get out and see him before he disappears. And, you know, over in the National League, and the Angels are weird. How does Mike Socha hold on to his job? I mean, I know that Trout's not in the lineup. But still. That's just a bizarre team. No pitching. They've never been able to get pitching out there. Trout will be back quickly. Pujols, you know, I mean, I think he's got 2 years left on his deal, if I remember correctly. It's not hitting for any average anymore. Still has pop, but 604 home runs. First ballot. You know, but again, who do they move on that baseball team? You know, do you move Andrelton Simmons? Well, there's 1,000 good shortstops. I don't know that anybody needs one. That's the problem. You know, you may want, but if there's no need, what are you going to do? Yeah. Mets will be selling. They have to. Now, I don't know what they're going to be able to get. Most attractive piece they have right now is Jay Bruce. And as I said yesterday, they might want to keep him and sign him to a nice deal. But dude is going to be a free agent. They're going to move on from him. Cabrera is going to be a free agent. They're going to move on from him. To me, they should have never re-upped Neil Walker. They should have gone with the younger guys. But they like his clubhouse effect. You know, okay. Not my particular cup of tea, but, you know, he's been solid. But considering Daniel Murphy was there before, you know, small details. But there's going to be a decent amount of movement, I think. Pitchers are going to be the commodity, as they always are. And you know, we'll see. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Summer League, we go. You know, look, again, if you have a dog in the hunt, you're paying attention to what's going on here. And it's not really all that much about wins and losses. You know, you want to see your best of who you drafted compete. Perfect example, Knicks in the Heat. There's nobody, you know, a couple of guys, Chase Randall, you know, but for the most part, Ntilikina was the guy they wanted to see, and because of his knee, which he hurt in the last game, luck of the Knicks, in his EuroLeague competition. So the eyes have been on Damian Dotson, and rightfully so. This kid, homeboy can shoot. 25 minutes yesterday, 20 points, 8 of 11 shooting, 4-7 from 3. They got him a keeper, which unfortunately to me makes the Tim Hardaway Jr. signing redundant, but what are you going to do? You know, the Heat, same deal. Now, yesterday, Abadayo had a bad game in his 29 minutes, 1 of 10, but he went 11 of 14. He kept getting to the line, and he makes his free throws. You know, he's rough. He's going to have good, going to have bad, but Riley found him one. And that's been the consensus of everybody down there. Everybody. Now, one that's, you know, a little bit intriguing, more for the Magic than anything else. You know, Karnowski, for those of you who know, played at Gonzaga. Old school. You know, he's not an up and down the court, but he had 20 points yesterday, 9 boards. Coming off the bench. You know, Jonathan Isaac didn't play. But Karnowski's going to make that roster. Back up in the middle. The only question is, what kind of basketball are they going to play down there in Orlando? Spread the floor, 3-point run is not their game right now. Thunder in the Pacers. Samaje Christian had a nice game for OKC, 21 points. You know, again, as my buddy Zach says, summer league stats, let's put him in the Hall of Fame. No. But you are getting an idea on who can play and who can't. And Lord knows with Indiana, they need to find out of their kids who can play and who can't. Because they're in rebuild on the run in Indiana. That ain't easy to do. Let's step out. We'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today. As we get ready to go out the door here, I found this interesting because at FanFest down in Miami, Rob Manfred was talking about the fact that he's contemplating cities to expand to in Major League Baseball. And I'm not saying that that is necessarily a bad thing, but they're having enough trouble getting quality pitching and keeping pitchers healthy in baseball as it is. They still have to resolve the situation in Oakland and Tampa as far as their stadiums, because both of those teams, quite frankly, would like to move. But they're really against it. And I found it interesting. He's contemplating Charlotte, going back to Montreal, which I think would be very successful. And Mexico City, which that would be real interesting. Now, the MLB hasn't expanded since 98. But, you know, again, baseball has a good global footprint. Whether or not the corporate support would be there going forward, particularly in Mexico City. You know, I think at this point in time, the league that should be expanding is the NBA. And, you know, baseball, let's get those stadium situations resolved first. If they do that, I think then they can start talking about expansion. But until that happens, I don't see any possible way that MLB should be expanding, even though they certainly want to go international. That's the way it is. Well, hope you enjoyed it. Back for more fun tomorrow. Stay tuned for all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.